Welcome to the third episode of a four-part series of the Retire Smart feature, brought to you by PPS Investments during July, which is National Savings Month. On this feature, we'll be following the journey of John, a 42-year-old entrepreneur who is married with three children. One of his biggest financial concerns is that he hasn't started saving for retirement yet, and on this show with my guest, we'll try to help John on his journey to retiring comfortably. You at home can certainly follow the story every Thursday in July, and who knows, it could help with your financial situation too. We'll also learn more about the importance of a financial advisor, especially when planning for big things such as retirement. My guest is Brendan Fansale, a financial planner who is working with John, and he's going to be sharing John's journey with us. Welcome again, Brendan, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Nampo, and as always, it's a pleasure.
It feels like the journey is getting a little bit more exciting now as we're getting into the results of the work you've done over the past 2 weeks. But before we get there, let's just do a recap of the work you've done with John and some of the high-level discoveries that you've made.
Thanks, Nampo. So the journey began with a willingness to have a number of meaningful and, to be honest, sometimes difficult conversations with John about what really matters to him, what's really important to him to achieve, and how we can use money to empower him to live the life he deserves to live. We then went through a discovery phase, trying to understand the habits and attitudes John has with money, and explored the mental and behavioral shifts John needs to make in order to bring about sustainable change in his life. We then entered into the quants phase and did a reality check of the current financial position that John is in, and we compared that to the desired financial position that he would like to be in. We then highlighted the shortfalls and areas of concern and went about building the financial plan to prioritize and address these for him.
So back to this week's focus, which is your recommendations and implementation strategy to get John's retirement planning off the ground. We'll talk about the actual recommendations and strategy for John, but maybe you can give us a brief overview of what this step of the journey entails.
So the final stage before implementation requires quite a collaborative effort on the part of the client as well as the financial advisor, because this phase is really to decide on the required actions and trade-offs needed to implement the actual strategy. So this stage prioritizes the planning areas. It also looks at the various products and the necessary benefits and features thereof, and provides a clearly articulated strategy on what needs to be done by who and by when.
Sounds good. So let's talk about John's recommendations and strategy implementation. What did you recommend for him to get his retirement planning in order?
So as mentioned previously, and what really the focus has been for John is really getting that retirement planning as a focus point in his journey. As part of the financial plan, our recommendations to John is the following. The objective is to get him to a 75% replacement value. So in his personal circumstances, that meant that he needed to invest around 6,250 rand a month. We were looking at achieving a return on investment of around about 10% per annum. And this was also taking into account that he's got quite a number of cash reserves currently available that we can use to subsidize that income needed in retirement. So in terms of the product, we are recommending that he uses a retirement annuity. This product allows us to maximize the tax benefits of investing for retirement, as well as the fact that John will be able to claim a deduction on the premiums that he pays to the product on an annual basis. We also, given that John has 23 years to retirement and based on his risk profile assessment, we are also recommending that he uses a PPS Accumulator Customized Solution Fund. This customized solution is an aggressive pre-retirement savings option, and is therefore suitable for investors like John who want exposure to growth assets for their pre-retirement savings, as well as for people that are willing to take risk and have an appetite to withstand some volatility. And the fact that John does have a long-term to retirement allows us to take more risk, as well as the fact that this fund is within the Regulation 28 of the Pension Fund Act. Because John is a PPS member, we are recommending that he use the PPS Investments platform. And the main reason for this is to maximize the membership and to enhance his share in the future profits of PPS.
Some interesting stuff coming out here, Brendan, but I fear that some of our listeners may not be aware of all the facts about these solutions. First, tell us more about the profit share and then a little bit more about the PPS retirement annuity and what are some of the benefits that are available for people like John?
Nampo, thank you. So to highlight, PPS is a mutual society of graduate professionals. And as an eligible member of PPS, John has exclusive access to a wide range of tailored financial products and services, together with the fact that as a mutual, you share 100% in all the profits of the group. So as a member, you share in all future operating as well as investment profits that accumulate to you relative to the products that you hold and are allocated to your personal PPS profit share account. So in essence, the more products you have with PPS, the greater opportunity you have to share in the future profits of the group. So in John's case, if we look at him as a specific member, he's been a member for PPS for almost 20 years. Over the various life cycles, he's accumulated various products and has used PPS pretty well, actually, to provide for the majority of his insurance, medical, and short-term needs. As it currently stands, he has already accumulated over 800,000 Rand in his PPS profit share account. So from a financial planning perspective and from a product advice perspective, adding the PPS retirement annuity and using a PPS fund in his portfolio can and will only further enhance the future profits that he's entitled to as a PPS member.
Hmm. I mean, it looks like you have a solid plan in place for John, a great RA solution and a profit share on top of that. It looks like a pretty comprehensive solution for his problems.
Well, it's still a journey, Nampa, and there certainly will be challenges along the way. Today we heard the repo rate remains unchanged, so that certainly does help a little bit in terms of those challenges and how we're going to manage things going forward. But achieving financial freedom is far more than the numbers and the products, and it truly is a collaborative effort between the client and the advisor. So, Nampa, honestly, what separates people who actually retire early and wealthy from the people who just dream about it is actually about commitment. So the secret to wealth and, I guess, the Rosetta Stone of financial security has nothing really to do with finance and everything to do with what's inside of you as a person. So the challenge for us as financial planning professionals is that we can have great conversations, we can get a very deep understanding of the client, we can use all the necessary financial planning skills, investment techniques, and all the how-tos that supposedly lead to financial freedom. But these are just tactics and strategies. So I guess the real challenge about retirement planning is the commitment. And commitment is the on-off switch that determines whether those tactics and strategies will actually produce meaningful results. Otherwise, quite frankly, it's just a waste of time. So commitment is what makes it all happen. And I guess for this series, I leave you with a quote from Peter Drucker, which says, unless commitment is made, there are only promises and hopes, but no plans.
Absolutely. So next week will be our final show for this feature. Can you just give us a sneak peek on what we'll be covering to close off the feature?
So in the next feature, we'll focus on the review and coaching phase. As with all planning, you need to regularly evaluate whether the agreed strategies and actions that have been implemented are still appropriate. You need to look at the environment. You need to look at the market conditions. You need to look at your own personal circumstances. And you need to consider whether any changes need to be made. And these reviews are extremely important. And like any good financial planner would recommend that we do these at least on an annual basis. And it's a great opportunity for you and your financial planner to really just sit down and have a great conversation around where you are and just making sure that you're still on track to achieving the goals that you wanted to achieve.
Thanks very much, Brendan. That's all we have time for today for another informative and enlightening Retire Smart feature. Join us next week, Thursday, same time, same place. Brendan, thank you once again for joining us and we look forward to continuing the journey next week. If you have any questions on today's feature or are looking for any information for your financial situation, please don't hesitate to contact your broker now or drop an email to retiresmart@pps.co.za.
Nampa, thank you so much, and I look forward to continuing the conversation next week.